KBOO News In Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
I don't know what these casting directors are looking for. You're my agent, Milt. You tell me. I mean, I got a dazzling smile.
Oh, sure.
And I've got what Jack calls a couple of grade A gams.
Not bad at all.
And I got poise and grace and all that junk. And what's more, I can sing like a nightingale!
A wounded albatross, maybe.
Today, August 20th, is National Radio Day, a day to celebrate radio and recognize the importance of our medium. At one time, not too long ago, radio was the nation's primary channel for news and entertainment. With the advent of newer media, namely TV and the Internet, the golden age of radio has come and gone. However, we might very well be living through the golden age of live radio theater here in Portland. That's thanks to troops like Tesla City Stories, who after a brief hiatus are returning to the stage next month. At a Tesla City Story show, you'll experience an evening of live radio theater with scripts from the archives of the little-known Tesla Broadcasting Company, a radio network that operated between 1943 and 1945. These scripts include a variety of shows from the Golden Age, sitcoms, mysteries, thrillers, westerns, and science fiction, and they're performed live on stage just as they were back in the old days, complete with music and sound effects. Tesla City Stories' new season premieres Friday, September 7th at 8 p.m. at the Old Church Concert Hall in downtown Portland. Here to give us an inside look is the group's co-founder and producer, Jerry Christman, and Tesla City's newest resident, Sam Mowry. Jerry and Sam, thanks for joining us at KBOO today.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us on National Radio Day.
Thanks for having us back. It's great
very
to be
appropriate.
Here.
Jerry, let's start with you. For KBOO listeners who might be hearing about you for the first time, how would you describe Tesla City Stories?
Well, Tesla City Stories, my partner, show partner, who also directs the show and archives the show, he discovered these scripts a few years ago through a combination of events. And if you're interested, it's on our website, the whole history of how he found it. However, working at Powell's and his own interest, he discovered these amazing old scripts that are hardly known anywhere, and they're public domain. So he came to me and said, "We should put these up. You know, we should perform these out in the world." And I thought about it, and I said, "Let's do it." And we started early on. We're now entering our fourth year, and we started in a little tiny black box theater, and then we moved to a bigger theater, and now we're moving into our 28th performance, which will be at our new venue at the Old Church, which we are thrilled about. So that's where we're at. Our show is variety. There's never the same show twice. There's something for everybody, and it's really hard to not have a good time at our show, we feel.
And as you mentioned, it's not only entertainment. It's really cultural archaeology is what you're doing, preserving these scripts for a newer generation.
It is. It's very interesting to look back and see where we were and what was popular at the time and compare them to how we are now. And many of the things are quite the same, especially when it comes to drama and fiction. You know, a lot
and
of
dramedy.
Yeah. And dramedy, too.
I think that's
right?
A word.
It is.
I've heard it before.
They have andromedy back then.
They do.
Now, we just couldn't tell.
We mentioned that you started in April 2014, so over 4 years ago, but you're entering your third season. I mentioned in the intro there was a brief hiatus. And that was because you had to switch theaters, right?
We did. Unfortunately, our theater, due to forces beyond our control, shut down. And so we took our time. We wanted to find the right place for our venue and for our fans, or find the right venue for our fans and ourselves. And we are really lucky to be at the Old Church. It's a beautiful, historic venue downtown. The staff there is great. And the room itself is really unique. The acoustics are amazing.
Well, and you need more than just a regular room. Part of the Tesla City Stories is there's food and drink and, you know, cigarette girls and
yes, whole, there's a cigarette girl.
The whole experience, which is hard to find in a regular theater.
This is true. We work really hard to provide. It's more of an event, and it's interaction. There's audience participation, and it's a unique night out. We used to call it most unique night out, but that's I've been informed, is not grammatically correct. So it's, we think it's Portland's best night out.
Is it the uniquest?
Well, unique. You can't be the most unique, apparently.
Okay.
Literature degree, not linguistics. Thank you very much.
Now, we mentioned some of the amenities, Sam did. So I've got from your website, as opposed to the Fremont, better parking, text message, tickets, easier access to public transit, more room in the seating and bar area, spacious padded seating, the same alcohol and snacks. The same cigarette girl.
There's a parking lot right on the corner.
Oh, two. Right. Okay.
There are now two cigarette girls. And there is a parking lot next door. It's the Portland streetcar runs right there. It's centralized, so we're really thrilled. It's easy to get to.
We should mention there's still the live music, right? You have intermission with live music.
That's correct. We have vintage music. This, our premiere, we'll have Anna Paul and the Bearded Lady, who is just a delight to hear. So it's a night full of all different laughs, chills, thrills, music, prizes, you name it, we've got it.
Ventriloquism, dancing,
juggling,
everything you need in radio.
Jerry's got to get on it with the ventriloquists and the jugglers, because I don't think he had planned that, Sam. But you're one of the two new members of Tesla City's troupe this season. And I can't pronounce her name, along with Michelle, Jerry,
And now she's been working me on this, Apolitegi.
Okay.
Apolitegi.
Apolitegi.
And we're thrilled to have her, and we're very thrilled to have Sam A. Mowry with us. Sam is a veteran of radio and vintage radio, and we're just so grateful that he's decided to join us.
I would describe Sam as the best radio voice in the state, certainly I would argue in favor. And Sam, you're also the artistic director of the Willamette Radio Workshop.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that group and your role with them?
Well, we started in 2001. It was just a group of actors and sound designers and writers who had an affinity for old-time radio. And we decided to see if we could actually put on some old-time shows. And like everyone, we did War of the Worlds, and it went over really well. And and we've been, you know, producing ever since. We're generally at McMinniman's, either at the Kennedy School, or we do the UFO Festival down in McMinnville. We do Halloween and the Tolkien Festival at Kennedy School. And we did 5 years up in Vancouver, but we were set free.
Back
in Portland. Yes, at the Kiggins Theater. Beautiful, beautiful spot up there. Lovely people. But you have to cross the bridge, and that's never any fun. But we were very excited to come here. As soon as I found out about Tesla, I was very fascinated and came and met with Jerry and Brendan. And, you know, they're amazingly talented, and it's a great show and a great group of people that they put together. And, you know, there's a lot of backstory with the show, but the other thing is, don't be afraid of that, because each show completely stands on its own, and you can just come and enjoy the heck out of each episode, and you don't have to know anything about it, because it's a great story, well acted, and, you know, you're going to have a great time. So very excited about coming in and getting to work with some other people who are as in love with the radio as I am.
I want to point out that we have three shows in our fall season. In the October show, October 19th, Sam is going to be, we're really looking forward to this. He's going to be playing in both of the stories of the night, the supernatural crime fighter known as the Wraith. And that will be his debut as that character. We cannot wait. It'll be a Halloween-themed show.
Did you have any models for that? Who is the original? Lamont Cranston.
Does have that shadow-esque feel with Lamont Cranston, the shadow. But, you know, it's its own thing. It's unique. But it definitely has that supernatural feel and kind of the power to cloud men's minds.
Was there any kind of adjustment you had to make going from Willamette Radio Workshop? I should mention you're still a part of that.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
to,
yeah.
To your
no,
work
yeah,
on
please, no,
Tesla
we're
Radio,
still,
Tesla it, City Stories.
Much easier for me because I don't have to do all the work that I do. We've got Jerry and Brendan doing all the work that I did and acting in it. So I'm actually really looking forward to being able to come in and be directed by Brendan and produced by Jerry and just really get to enjoy flexing my muscles as a voice actor alone, which I don't usually have that opportunity. So I'm very excited about that because they're great shows and a lot of fun. I've never worked on any of these scripts before. And after 17 years, I've done, you know, a ton of
yes.
old time radio, and we've
and
written tons
scripts,
of original stuff. And so this is a completely different animal, and I'm really looking forward to getting to write it.
We're really thrilled to be producing and presenting these stories because they are unique. They haven't been heard since the 40s. And also, there's a unique facet of it. Brendan wanted me to mention that in October and the Wraith episodes. It's a crossover episode, so we're going to see characters from all the stories appear in this one episode. And that's what makes these stories unusual. It was the only scripts that we've ever found where the characters and storylines will intersect. Usually, old radio was self-contained. Might have a guest star now and then, but there's a whole Tesla universe of characters, and that's going to be highlighted in October.
And that's where the original Tesla broadcasting was extremely innovative, even though they lasted only about 2-3 years or so, huh?
And one of the things, too, Brendan always talks about in the show, he gives some history on the Tesla broadcasting company, and it's really interesting. So we're really looking forward to it.
In some ways, it reminds me of, do you remember the AMC series Remember When? WENN, about
a fictional radio station
in Pittsburgh during the 40s. And, you know, it's this plucky little group of actors, and they do everything. You know, they do the news, they do the westerns, they do the comedies, they do the dramas. And that very much is kind of the feel with Tesla, is that that group of people who are the perfect amalgamation for radio. They can do anything at the drop of a hat and do it well and have a great time doing it.
And when you mention that, I want to ask you, since I know you're a big fan and a student of old-time radio, what do you think the attraction of radio theater, especially live on stage, is for us today, where we have the internet, we have television, we have movies?
I was just working with somebody this afternoon who was doing another radio podcast storytelling project, and we were talking about this, and one of the things I think is that with all of the imagery and all the screens and all the colors and everything that comes flashing at everybody all the time, that there's really a place for having a voice in your ear telling you a story. And I think that young people especially respond to that really, really well. And it's one of the things I always love at our shows, and I also see at the Tesla shows, is we have audiences from, you know, 10-year-old kids to 90-year-olds, and they all come and they all love it, and they all get the concept of active listening, which is you right. listen to it and you create your own images and you create your own world that you're in. And if the radio artists do it right, it's an incredible experience.
One of my favorite things to do is look out in the audience in the middle of the stories, and I can see quite a number of people who have their eyes closed. So that's really good. And not because they're sleeping.
It's because they're
actively listening, trying to imagine. That's really, really neat. Plus, back then, radio was the internet.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's collaborative, as you mentioned. It's something between the artists and the audience, where the audience have to fill in the gaps, the things that are not shown. So you don't get that sensory overload. I mean, I go to a movie now, it's all explosions and quick cuts.
And then also, it's the kind of thing that you can take with you and... Mm-hmm. The stories are usually in some sort of serialized or, you know, half-hour, hour-long chunks. So it's, you know, when you're taking a bus ride in from Gresham, you can listen to an entire story on your way in. And, you know, it's not like some audiobook that you have to just keep getting back to where was I, what was going on. Everything's right there. So I think that really works with the modern audience.
And we're lucky. We have such a great cast that we've been able to assemble, so much talent and a great crew, and we really, really enjoy doing the show. And by the way, I have a discount I want to offer.
My next question was going to ask you where listeners can find out more information and buy tickets. So now you're going to give them a code.
I am psychic. I must have read your mind.
Okay.
The website is teslacitystories.com, and the code for a 15% discount on each ticket for all the tickets is KBOO, KBOO. Just put that in and it'll take care of you.
And, of course, they could also go to Facebook to find out more information
through
the page there. And, Sam, let's not give short shrift to Willamette Radio Workshop. Where can listeners find out more about your upcoming shows?
Our website is www.radiowork.com. And we have a Facebook page, which you can sign up, become a member. We don't spam people very much, so we just let you know when we're doing things in a very mellow kind of way. We've got a bunch of stuff coming up in the fall, which I'd be more than happy to come back to and talk to you about
that. Oh, I'd love that. And probably
up next
Halloween
is Tesla
show?
Radio. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
He's a busy man in October.
Yes, but the Tesla is the big thing in the new space. I mean, you've seen shows at the old church before.
Our good friends, Portland Story Theater's there.
Oh, yeah.
Jerry knows them well.
They were influential in persuading us to go there. So,
Yeah. Well, we used to do the Portland Civic Guild Tuesday readings there, and we did old-time radio there for Christmas for a few years before they moved over to Don Horn's Sanctuary. So it's a beautiful spot for radio.
Well, Jerry and Sam, again, many thanks for coming into KBOO.
Thank you very much.
It is a great experience. And for those of you who have not experienced live radio on stage, this is the show to go to, Tesla City, coming up. So we've been talking with Jerry Christman, co-founder and producer of Tesla City Stories, and newest Tesla City cast member Sam Mowry. The new season launches Friday, September 7th at the Old Church Concert Hall, which is located at 1422 Southwest 11th Avenue in Portland. Doors at 7, show starts at 8. This is Ken Jones for KBOO's News in Depth.